Not much is known about 37-year-old Mustafa Al-Raimi or how he came to be buried in the corner of a Muslim graveyard in eastern Poland, except that he came from Yemen, a husband and father of two who froze to death on European soil. Poland didn't start this crisis in which Belarus has encouraged thousands to break into the European Union, but activists say it has made things worse.
Basically, not helping people who are dying in the forest is always wrong. So yes, we believe that our government should at least let us, non-governmental organizations, do our job.
In a border town, a protest against the government's failure to help asylum seekers, especially women and children. And inside the secure zone, off limits to journalists and NGOs, new laws allow border guards to disregard asylum claims and push back those who make it across in breach of international law.
So a person who crosses the border and specifically asks for asylum, which is their right under international law, can legally under Polish law be refused.
I'm speaking to the spokesperson for Poland's Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
We don't support the definition you mentioned. We don't consider people who cross illegally the border as a person who can apply for an international help. It means we've got different definition of the international law. Let's say our lawyers think a little different than you.
There can be no more graphic way to illustrate the dangers for people crossing into Poland and the European Union than another funeral. There have been 11 confirmed deaths in this crisis since mid-September. And just a few days ago, a mother rescued in the woods said she'd been forced to abandon the body of her one-year-old child. Since the great wave of arrivals in 2015, right-wing governments in Europe have used the rhetoric of conflict, of hybrid warfare, to justify the militarization of borders. These people are stuck on the Belarus side, searching the forest for opportunities to cross. Some of them refugees, others economic migrants, but all are human beings and none are welcome here. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, on the Polish border.